Yafa. We only say this svara when the owner comes back later and tells the shliach like, you should have taken better, that he really means it. We only say that elalin yitruma, bilvad. It's only a svara that the shliach did a mitzvah. Like, listen, you're supposed to take off truma. Mishum mit the mitzvahu. That since the shliach did him a mitzvah and took off truma for him, v'nichalei. Therefore, for sure, the balabas is happy what you did. So therefore, as long as the balabas comes back and says, listen, you could have taken even better stuff, that shows that the balabas is happy what you did, and therefore we said the truma is good. Aval hocha, but over here, when the balabas came home, and he saw the way his workmen gave the dates, and gave the pomegranates to these rabbonin, it could be maybe he was makpid. Maybe really he still does not want them to take it. But why did he say you should have given them from the better? I'll tell you, mishum ksifug, kisuf, kisifusa, hu diyam hochi. Because he's embarrassed. Like, he's embarrassed to admit that he doesn't want to give the rabbonin. Therefore, he tells the sharecropper, listen, you should have given them better already. But maybe here the balabas still doesn't mean it. That's what Mazutra was afraid about. Mazutra was afraid that maybe even though the balabas are telling the sharecropper, you could have given them better, he doesn't really mean it with a full heart. He's only saying that because he's embarrassed now, like, not to give it to them, since you already gave it to them. Therefore, Mazutra was makbid not teach from it. So Taisa speaks out that even though he had the Gemara in Baba Kamma that said, Arisa midinafshe kazovin, you're allowed to buy fruits off the sharecropper because we say he's selling you from his own produce. So Taisa says, there was talking about that he brings it out from his house. But here, since he was in the field, Mazutra was afraid that maybe the sharecropper took from the balabos's share. And that's why he was afraid to eat it. Whereas the other one, the other two, Ravashi and the Maimad that ate, they weren't Cheshit. They named off for sure the sharecropper took from his own produce. Therefore, they were able to eat. Then Achnami, if not for these svaras, like the Mos Maskaner is, you don't use this svara by Matanis. Maybe even though the Balabas later says, okay, still, you're not sure 100% he really means it. Maybe it's only Mishum Ksufa he says it. Now, this is really the Shal Halacha. Let's say it's raining outside, and your friend has an umbrella, and you're stuck without an umbrella. It's there, laying on the floor, nobody's using it right now. Do you have a right to go and take it and use it? Like, without his permission, if he'll be makbid upon it, it's a shel shleimi das, you have no right to take it, there'll be a gzela. If he'll give you permission, you're allowed to use it. But you don't know if he's going to give you permission or not. So, chur, that's totally in yish shleimi das. And we pass in yish shleimi das lehevi yish. The fact that you would think that if you would ask him, he would say yes, but right now he didn't say yes yet. So, chur, that's not still like he said yes. That's a shalal aloch, if you're allowed to do it or not. I think there's a shach that says that if you know for sure he's your friend, and you have no doubt in your mind that he'll give you permission, then also it's okay. That's better than yish shleimi das. Like, the chlal is not going to take him a peres gzela, like he's your close friend, and you know for sure, like, he has nothing to lose by letting you use it. Here, by peres, maybe, who says the balabas wants to give away his fruits? But here, you just want to use somebody else's umbrella, or you want to use somebody else's raincoat, and the person is not using it, he's not here right now, and you know, like, 100% he'll give it to you, so I think the shach says in such a case, it's okay. Right. Nothing more says. Toshma, come and bring another proof. There's a locha about a peri has to be mekabel tumah before it can be mekabel tumah and needs a hechsher. It means water has to go upon fruits, upon oichel, to be machshu mekabel tumah. And the water has to be with nichusa that the balabas is nichus happy that the water is on the peris. So now, odeyu ataleleim. The dew came down on your peris after you pulled off the apples. Now dew came down on them. The samach and the balabas sees the dew and he's happy that the dew is on the peris. Harezer b'chiyutim. That's considered like the peri now is huksh makabel tumah. That's the pasuk of the chiyutim when water goes on the peris. It's huksh now if a sheriff touches it, it will be makabel tumah. What about nogva? What about first of all the peris dried up? Afal pisha somach. Even though later the balabas is happy, like when the balabas comes back later, the dew dried up already. But the balabas finds out that there was dew on his peris, and he feels happy that water went on the peris to wash it off. Still ain't of the chiyutan. Still it doesn't help. Like Rashi says. We do not say, Kivon the Harshtanicha, since right now he's happy that there was dew on it, Mahani Hai Daitilu Mikoro. Let's consider as if he had das before also. That every Heksher, and it should be considered like he did have das when the dew was on it. And we don't say that, Svara. Says, so the Kashan Rav, there should be a Kashan Rava. In other words, if you say Yish Lemi Das, Heavy Yish, since if he, when he does find out, it's considered like he has das now, here also, when the owner finds out later that there was dew and he's happy about it, why don't we consider as if he had das, the shasu was on it? The Gemara says, my love, isn't it? Mishum, because the lay arminu we do not say here, kivon di gloi milsa da hashta nichale, since we see right now that he's happy with it, mikara na nichale, before also is nicha. No, we don't say that, svara. So, you see, not like Rava, we do not say, yi ish leimedas, because this is the svara of yi ish leimedas. that since later, when the Baal HaBos finds out about it, he's Miyayish, we consider the years that he does later as if it's here right now. And here we see we don't say that. The fact the Baal HaBos finds out about it later and is happy about the due was on his Peiros, we do not consider as if he had das right now. So we must tell you here it's different. By Hechsher Peiros is different. Shani Yosem, here by Hechsher Peiros is different. The Pasuk says, Ki Yiteng, that you have to put yourself the water on top of the Peiros. So we dash you not Sheyiteng, until you yourself put it. So here that the dew came on it by itself, it can't be Machshel Kabotuma. So Gemara asks right away, how can you say that? Yochi, if so, Reishin Ami, then the Reish should also be Akasha. The Reish says, if the dew went on top of the Peiros, you didn't put the water there, the rain, the dew came down by itself. If the Baal HaBos sees it now and he's happy right now, then it is good. Why? The Baal HaBos didn't put the water on it. If you want to tell me ki yitain, ad sheyitain, that the owner himself has to put the water on the Peiros, so why in the ratio is it good the Baal HaBos didn't put the dew on the Peiros? The Gemara says no. Hosam ki Rav Papa. There it's like Rav Papa says. Ki Rav Papa Rami. Really Rav Papa asked her for Steven and Tuksukim. Ksiv one pasuk says ki yitain. It says ki yitain that the owner has to put the water on top of his Peiros. But the Karinan, we read it ki yutan, if the water was put there by itself. So what's going on here? It's written ki yitain, but we read it ki yutan. So why? What case has to come out? It's like this. Being on ki yutan dum yidachitain. True, the water could be there by itself. You don't have to put the water. But if the water got there by itself, it has to be the same way like you put it there. What does that mean? Ma yitain. Just like when the Baal HaBos himself puts the water on, he washes off his Peiros. Ladas, right now when the water is on the Peiros, he's happy that the water is there. I'll tell you, af kiyutan, even like when dew or rainwater comes down on the Peiros, that washes it by itself, but nami ladas, it has to be kiyutan, means that the Baal HaBos then has to know that it's on the fruits, the water, and he has to be happy with the water there. That's what is a special xeris hakosef here. Even though we read it kiyutan, the water is there by itself, but it also has to be a kiyitain, like the Baal HaBos is putting it there. Meaning that the Baal HaBos has to know that the water is on his fruits, and he's happy with the water on his fruits. So therefore, in the Sefer, where the Peiros already dried up, and the Baal HaBos first finds out about it after it dried out, so the Baal HaBos's das is not there, b'shas, it was the water was there. So that's not called kiyitan. Therefore, here it's no good. See, even though all over could be rubber hole, diyish, leimidat, heavy yish, that's the other places. But not here, that the Torah says clearly, kiyitain, you have to put it there, you have to have das. Tosh Shema, come in here. Another raya. The Yomer Reb Yechanan. Mishum Reb Yishmel Ben Yoy Tzadok. Minayin, how do we know? Li Aveda, Aveda, something that's lost. Sheshot for Nahor. If the river overflows and takes away your objects, Shimuteris, that whoever finds the objects after the river took it away, you're allowed to keep it. Such a thing is called Ahudu Menem Kol Adam, that you're allowed to keep it, even without the Yish of the Bailim. Because the Pasuk says like this, and it says by the Parsha of Hashavas Aveda, you have to do the same thing if somebody lost his donkey. Somebody lost his clothing. To anything that your brother lost, if you find it, you have to return it. That was lost from your friend. And you found it, then you have to return it. So we darshan like this. Something that was lost from your friend, but it's by other people. Like the person dropped it on the street. So it's mostly it's found by other people. It's only lost from the owner. That's a mitzvah that you have to return. That's called the Shabbos Aveda. But Yotze Tzuva goes out this case over here when the river overflowed and took away what's in your yard. It took away your chairs there. When floating away, Shavudim Menu, the Ainu Mitzvah to call Adam. Right now, it's not mutz. It's not found by anybody. When the river and the ocean takes it away, it's like lost from everybody. So this matzah, when it becomes lost from everybody, the Torah says there's no more mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Therefore, like it's an automatic hafkor, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore, and therefore later when somebody finds it, he has the right to keep it. That's what we dash in this pasuk. Now we make a deep, Gemara says, the surah dumya de Torah. The Isser has the same halacha like de Torah. The Rashi says, kivon de mechad kruah yafinim, learning now from one pasuk, mitzuyeh te kolodim, that if you find something in the streets, where it's found by people, you have to return it. Now, Sheinu Mitzuya, in a place where the river takes it away, it's not found by people, you're allowed to keep it. So in the same pasuk, it says both halachas, the Ister when you have to return it, and the Torah when you're allowed to keep it for yourself. So we dash it like this. Ma het Torah. Just like when the Torah says, when the river takes it away, you're allowed to keep it. Bein the Yisbo Simin. Ubein the Lesbo Simin Sharia. There's no difference whether the object has a simen or doesn't have a simen. It's a new svara. If the river overflows and takes away the person's object, takes away the person's chair, even though he has a tremendous simen on the chair, whoever finds the chair later is allowed to keep it. That's the pasuk says. The mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda is only something that's found by other people, not here that's lost by everybody. So that's the heter. Is so I tell you, afi surah. The same way when it's found by people, that the Torah says there is the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, you have to return it. I'll tell you, dein the yispo simen. Whether you find something that has a simen, them sheet, you have to return it. But the Chiddush was saying now, obeying the last base simen, even though there's no simen on the object, still you have to return it. Obeying the last base simen asura, that you're not allowed to keep it, you have to return it. Now why is that? If there's no simen on it, so why should he have to return it? The owner is miyayish, he has no simen, he has no way of getting it back. So where the pshat has to be is, that you picked it up before the owner was miyayish. And therefore, since you picked it up before the owner knew they lost it, before it was miyayish, so when you first picked up the object, it still belongs to the owner. So therefore, there's a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. And so from this pasuk, it would be tiyufta de rava tiyufta, to be a kashan rava. Here we see, not like rava, we see yish lo nidaf, loy has a yish. Because according to rava, you don't have such a case. According to the rava, when the owner loses an object that he has no simon, he has no way of claiming it later, so even though the owner didn't realize that he lost it yet, but since we say asfar when he finds out that he lost it, for sure he'll be miyayish, he'll give up hope of getting it back. So yish leimidat, heavy yish, is considered like the owner was miyayish right now. And therefore right now, you're free to keep it. So here we dash in the pasuk know that there's a case that you have to return a mitziah even though there's no simon on it. Where's the case? If you picked it up before the owner was miyayish. So if so, tiyuf to the rubber, we see clearly like Abaya that yish leimidat, lo heavy yish. As long as the Balabas does not know that he lost it, he was not really miyayish, it still belongs to him. The yish is not chal. And the Mara says, v'hilchus ha-kabos ha-dabaya, v'taka paskin like Abaya here, v'yakagam. In these few cases, even though usually we know, ha-machlekes ha-baya v'rov, we paskin like Rova, excluding these few cases over here, yakagam. These six cases here, we paskin like Abaya. Rashi says, yakagam, these are simoni halacha saying, the first one, you, that's our sugi yish lo-medat. Then, al-ayin stands for eidzem l'mafreyo nislam, to Mara Sanhedrin. Lam stands for Lechiyam and Me'elav Gemara and Ervin. Then Kuf stands for Kedusha Shlanim Shul Lebiya. Then Gimel stands for Gilu Daita Begitu and Megal Daski and Vatal Shliachanat. And Mem stands for Mumarech and Avelis. Lakas is Postle Linian Edis. So in these six cases we pass them like Abaya and not like Rova. That's why Maz Maskona, Yish Loimidas is Loi Heavy Yish. Oh, Malay Rav Acha Bread the Rova. The Rav Ashi, he asked him a question now. The Chimiyacha, the Isus of Rova, once we're slugging up Rova, like what's coming out now, Yish Lemidas, is Lo Hevi Yish, if so, I have a kasha. Hani Tamri Dezika, when you have a date tree, that the wind comes and blows down the dates. So Locha is, if you walk in the street and find dates on the street, you're allowed to eat the dates. Why? Because we say, most probably the Balabas was Miyayish, gave up hope on it. But, Hechi Achlinelhu, how do we have a right away to pick it up and eat it? Maybe the Balabas does not realize that it fell off the tree yet. Sure, if the Balabas knows that it fell off the tree, so then he's Miyayish. Because it gets me if we have before, it gets the disgusting, gets ruined right away. But now that we pass in Yish Lemidas, Loi Hevi Yish, so as long as the Balabas does not know that his dates fell down, we have no right to take it. So how come we're not Makbid? We don't have to wait until the Balabas finds out about it. If you walk down the street and see dates there, you're allowed to take it right away. So Malay said back to him like this, Kivon Diyika Shkotsum Rumoshim. The Balabas knows that there are insects on the floor underneath his date tree. To Kachilhu. And as soon as the dates fall down to the floor, they're going to run to start eating it. And so it's a svara that the Mikari Yushim Yayish Minayu. The Balabas knows that when he has his date tree, he knows from before they fall down even. But any date that falls down to the floor, I know there are shkatsim or mushroom there, they can eat it up, so I'm Yayish right away. So therefore, even though the Balabas does not know that the dates fell down yet, but even before they fall down, he has in mind that any date that's going to fall off this tree, I give up hope, whoever wants it can keep it right away. Therefore, there's no shayla of Yish Leimedah. Said the Gemara, that's good if the Balabas is a godl, is a normal person. But Yasmi, what's going to be if he's a katan? He's a yosem. He inherited his father, katan. The last name is Chluninu. My, what can you do then? Like, if you know for sure this tree belongs to yosem, the Chluninu, then you cannot eat from the dates, because he can't be miyayish. Samar says true. Omele said back to him, Bagi biyara di yasem lonechaskinan. Like, when you walk down a normal street, you don't have to be afraid maybe this date tree belongs to a katan. Like most property belongs to Gedolim, not to a Yosim. Therefore, go bust a raid. You have a right to go bust a raid. Now, since most people that own the palm trees Agadolim, you have a right to say that these dates you find on your palm tree, it also belongs to a Gadol, and therefore we have this svara for sure the owner already gave up hope of getting it back, therefore you're allowed to keep it. For the Gemara though, Muchsak v'yoymed mai, what's going to be if you know for sure this tree belongs to a Katan? What's going to be then? Or else Karkas amai, let's say there's a gate around the tree that no insects to get in. What's going to be if it's a pure ground there? There are no insects there. There are no shkotsim or mushim. So then l'chur the owner is not miyayish. What's going to be then? Oh, Malay said back true, Asirin, in such cases will be also. If you know for sure this date tree belongs to a cotton, then even the dates fall on the floor, you're not allowed to eat from them. Because the cotton doesn't have das, he can't be meichel, he can't be miyayish. His yish means nothing. The same thing if you know for sure under the tree, it's nice and clear, they're clean. If there's a gate there, stop the insects from coming in. So also, even by a gadol, but the Baal HaBos is not miyayish. Why should it be miyayish? Like it's in a good place. Senechlami, in these cases, we will not be able to take it. That's the maskana of the Gemara, though, that yish leimidas is loy have a yish. Now, the Mishnah says, k'richas b'shus rabim areya l'shaloi. If you find bundles in a shus rabim, you're allowed to keep it. K'richas we had, Rashi says, k'richas again was amurim katanim, bundles of wheat. If you found bundles of wheat for shus rabim, so you're allowed to keep it. Omar Rabbi says, v'yafilu b'dov v'shesh b'simen. Even if the bundle of wheat has a simen, let's say it was tied up a special way, even though it had a simen on it, still you're allowed to keep it. Why? Almak Sova Rabbi, we see Rabbi holds that simen osterly doris loy have a simen. Like, since these bundles are small bundles, they're in the Rishus Rabbin, people are going to kick it around. And when it gets kicked around, it's going to lose its simen. Even though when you dropped it, it was tied up nicely, when it gets kicked around, it's going to lose its simen. That's called simen osterly doris. Simen that's only to be trotting on, kicked around, loy have a simen. That was the owner does not realize, does not think the simen will still be there, so he gives up hope, he's in the ice right away. Rav Amar Rava says no. When does the Mishnah say if you find a kricha of these bundles of wheat, you're allowed to keep it only if it doesn't have a simen? If you find this bundle that's tied up a special way, it has a simen, then you have to return it. Why? Almuk Sava Rav holds that simen also the Doris, heavy simen, it's called a good simen. Even though it's going to get kicked around in the Rishus Rabin, so what? The owner does not give up hope yet. He still has hope of getting it back. Therefore, you have to return it. Yeah. Rashi says, Lo Yabisim Rashi says, Shein Bolo Semech, the owner does not realize, does not Semech, not rely, Lo says Le Simen, to give a Simen, because he says for sure, get ruined right away. Now, Vika Demastin Lo Shmaita Tov Yapin Afsha. Serm learned this Machlekes by itself. Stam, Simen Osludur. Somebody lost an object Rishus Rabin. That's going to get kicked around, and the simen will be lost. Is that called the good simen? Is the owner miyayish right away or not? So Rabba Amar Lo Heavy Simen. Rabba says, no, it's not called the simen. The owner will give up hope right away. Rabba Amar Heavy Simen. No, it's called the good simen. The owner will not give up. He'll be sonach on his simen. Tanan, if so, we know that our Mishnah, Krichas, Rishus Rabin, find the bundle of wheat in the Rishus Rabin, Harei L'Shalai. Rishus HaYochidah, no, not our Mishnah, the price that says, though, Rishus HaYochidah, Noit L'Machris. But if you find the same bundle of wheat in Rishus HaYochid, then you have to return it. Now, hey, Chizami, what are we talking about over here? Either less pusim, if this bundle doesn't have any simen on it at all, is so b'rishus yochid amay machris. If you find the b'rishus yochid, why do you have to return it? A pronoun. You found it. The owner can't give you a simen, so it should also belong to you. So, l'chura tzaraya, l'chura we're talking about that there is a simen. And still it says b'rishus rabin, you're allowed to keep it. So, l'chura tzaraya, tzaraba, that b'rishus rabin, simen, os l'doris, loy have a simen. Tumara says no. Elamah says, Elalav, the Ispu Simen. For sure, we're talking about here, it has a Simen. That's why, Rishus Yochid, you have to return it. Ukatonia, still the Rashi says, Rishus Rabba, Harei L'Shaloi. If you find the Rishus Rabba, you're allowed to keep it. Alma, what, Harei L'Shaloi, so Alma, what do we see? That Simen, Osli Doris, Loi Havi Simen. A Simen that's aiming to be trotted on is not called a Simen. We say the Baal HaBos is not Simech on this. The Baal HaBos is Miyayish right away. If so, it's Yuf to the Rav, it's a Kashan Rav. Omloch Rav, Rav answer back, no. Le'erlim, we're talking about over here, I'll tell you the less simen. We're talking about that this bundle here does not have any simen. And that's why Rishus Rabin, you're allowed to keep it. Udekarma, that's if you asked me, you said, Rishus Yochid, my machris, how come in Rishus Yochid you have to return it? How can you return it? How can it be machris? What kind of simen could he give? I'll tell you, Mokum. You just have to announce and say, listen, I found something in this place here. And then the owner that lost it has to tell you what he lost. That's why Rishus Yochid is called a good simen. All right, let's turn over. In other words, on the actual chaytas, there's no simen. But if you find it Rishus HaYochid, then the person that finds it could pronounce something. He could tell people, listen, I found something in this spot right here. Now, Rishus Yochid, it doesn't get kicked around. So the Baal HaBos now will think, listen, I was walking by there yesterday, and I lost my wallet. Even though I have no sim at all in my wallet, but I could tell him, listen, I lost the wallet in that place. Or here's some of the kikros, these bundles. Even though these bundles have no simin, but if you lost it in a private property, then the person says, I found something in this spot, then you could go and give a simin saying what you found, what you lost there. Therefore, there's no tiyufta. Havada was talking about that there's no simin. And that's why, Rishus Rabin, you don't have to return it. Because if there would have been a simin, and a chnami, then even Rishus Rabin, you would have to return it. Therefore, there's no kspira to Rava. Now the Gemara says, Rabba says, Mokum lo have a simin. Rabba argues and says, no, that's not a good simin. If you find something, Rishus Yochid, and there's no simin on the actual chayfet itself, even though you know where you found it, there's no such simin. Just to pronounce and tell people, I found something, that the owner should come and say, what, you say you found something in this spot, and the owner should say, what he lost there, that's not called a good simin. We're afraid people could guess, and just take a guess, what do they have to lose? Like you're saying, I found something here on 3rd Street. So no, I'll take a gamble and say, I lost my hat there, I lost the chair there, what do you got to lose? If you're right, I'll give it to you. If you're wrong, you have nothing to lose. Say, oh, that's not called a good simin. The Yitma we learned, Mokum. If somebody finds something in a special place, and there's no simin on the chayfetz, is it called a simin just to pronounce and tell people, I found something here, in this place, you tell me what you lost there. So Rabba says, well, have a simin, that's not called a good simin. People could guess it. Rabba, yes, have a simin, it's called a good simin. So if a Rav Lashitosu, there's no stira, why Kikras Rishus Rabin, you do not have to return, whereas Kikras Rishus Yochid, you do have to return. Because there's no simin there, but the simin was a mokum. Toshim, I come up bring another proof. It says, Kikras Rishus Rabin, somebody finds bundles in Rishus Rabin, Harei Lashaloh, you have a right to keep it, it's yours. Rishus Yochid, Neit Lamachos, you take it, but you have to pronounce it, you have to return it. So you have Lumais. Alumais are big bundles. Yeah, Rashi's Alumais means Oimrim Gedolim, big bundles. Bein Rishus Rabin, Bein Rishus Yochid, Neit Lamachris. Whether they're Rishus Rabin or Rishus Yochid, and both you have to return it. So now, Rabba Hechim Metaris Lo, for Rabba Hechim Metaris Lo. How does Rabbi answer the difference between big ones and small ones? And how does Rabbi answer the difference between big ones and small ones? So like this. Rabba Metaris Atayim, Rabba goes according to his time, the Simen. And Rabba says, we're talking about you have a Simen over here. And we'll soon see. For Rabba Metaris Atayim, the Mokim. Rabba says, no, here the question is, there are no Simonim at all.